Eat less plastic. That's the focus of a 4-month-long expedition from California to New Zealand. It's part of an effort to change habits. A film about the journey is part of the plan, and a contingent from Hawaii will join the crew. Maui resident Tim Laura, who owns Hawaiian Paddling Sports, is about to take part in the leg from Tahiti to the Cook Islands. He shared his reasons for taking part in the trip.
So Eat Less Plastic is started with Phil Somerville over in California, and he was going to be selling a 56-foot sailboat named Today back to New Zealand. And his good friend Campbell Farrell, who is the founder of Love the Sea, nonprofit coalition of Sustainable Coastlines, Surfrider Foundation, Hawaii Wildlife Fund, he started the Ocean Aid concert series last year. And Phil got excited about that and the mission behind it and decided he wanted to do something to contribute. And so he decided on this voyage from California to New Zealand, he would stop in 7 different countries along the way and collect plastic pollution with the partner of Five Gyres Trawl Share program, and using that data to contribute to the global database of plastic pollutions in our oceans. In addition to that, they're going to be making a short documentary film kind of highlighting some of the people in the various South Pacific islands and different countries they've gone to along the way, people who love the ocean and use the ocean, and looking at impacts to these different island chains and countries, and to kind of encourage all of us to look at how we can change our plastic consumption when we can see the impacts it's having throughout.
So who all is going from Hawaii?
So from Hawaii, the leg that I'll be joining on, they're mid-voyage right now, they're in Tahiti, and I will be joining on the 30th. Campbell Farrell is there currently, as well as Magdalena Carey with Hawaii Wildlife Fund. So they just got there on Saturday. And then also Sasha, who's a videographer, he'll be on the leg. And then myself from Maui. From what we know here in Maui, from doing beach cleanups along the northeast sides and west or east sides of the island, is these plastics kind of break down in the sun. They photodegrade over time into smaller and smaller pieces. And then a lot of times those small pieces are then eaten by wildlife, whether it's birds. Everybody's seen the pictures of the albatross out at Midway Island, where they literally eat so much plastic that there's no longer room in their stomach and they die of starvation. But we're now seeing it in our fish supply as well. So small fish eat these small pieces of plastic, some that are the size of, you know, small plankton. That plastic never breaks down once it's inside their system. It just gets passed down the food chain as a larger fish eats that fish, and so on and so forth. So it's kind of coming through. And it was one of the things that even when Hokulea was on their Malama Honua voyage, they would, as they were fishing, they would do open up the stomach of the fish and look and report some of that plastic pollution as well. So it's definitely something that we know is happening. And I think that's where the name Eat Less Plastic came from, is the suggestion that as these smaller fish are eating plastic, and then bigger fish are eating them, and then we're eating these bigger fish, that we're all kind of consuming plastic at this point.
And your feeling is, if you folks can highlight what's happening out there with this film and with this journey, that it'll force people to maybe change their habits?
Yeah, everything starts with awareness, right? If the majority of the population isn't aware there's a problem, then there's not, you know, there's no outcry and nothing, no policy change happens. So it always kind of starts with awareness, and we saw that with Midway and with the albatross. That was kind of, I think, for a lot of us, the first time our eyes were open to the plastic pollution problem. So I've been on the board for Surfrider for quite a while now, and one of our campaigns was Rise Above Plastics, where we looked at single-use plastics and phasing them out. And of course, we had the plastic bag ban on Maui, which then Hawaii Island, and now the entire state has banned plastic bags. And following suit, then we had the styrofoam ban on Maui that then, again, threw the line. So I think it starts with awareness. And, you know, one of the things we did as Surfrider Foundation when we banned smoking on the beaches in Maui was we had school kids go around to the beaches in their area, and they collected 10,000 cigarette butts in a 2-hour period. And so when we took that to the county council and laid all those out in the lawn out in front of the county building and had the council members come down and see how many cigarette butts we picked up in a 2-hour period, it really made an impact on them. And so in the same way, that's kind of the hope of this voyage, is that it can be impactful, that we can help add to the global database of plastic pollution, but also through the interviews and through the documentary, can kind of pull on people's heartstrings and let them see the real problem that's facing us in these Pacific Island chains.
Right. So then it's a choice that they make. It forces them to look at the reality of our waste stream and what might be coming back up at us again.
Absolutely. And you know, the common thought is we throw something away, and away oftentimes ends up being our oceans and then washing back up on our shores. And I think for people that don't live in island chains and maybe are landlocked on the continent, they don't understand that when using a plastic for, you know, one time for a couple minutes and then throwing it away, what that impact is. But we do see the accumulation of that on our beaches. And, you know, the plastic that washes up at South Point on Hawaii Island or Waiheke over here on Maui, that's not generated from Maui or from Hawaii. That's been, you know, somewhere in the Pacific, dumped in the ocean, and it's kind of made its way up on our shores. And a lot of that breaks down in smaller, smaller pieces. And the reality is plastic is a great invention. It's a great product. It's strong, it's light, it's durable, it's cheap to produce, and it lasts forever. But the problem is when we use this product for single-use purposes, then all of those assets then become a liability because it's strong, it's lightweight, it lasts forever, it's cheap to produce, and then we use it for 15 seconds as an eating utensil, and then we throw it away. And then, it photodegrades, breaks down in smaller and smaller pieces, and stays in our environment for almost forever.
And you've been involved in the cleanups. Besides the microplastics, I know there's also the marine debris, the fishing nets, and the buoys that get trapped along the rocky coastlines. And that's really difficult to remove because it's so heavy.
Absolutely. And that's actually the largest problem is derelict fishing gear. The commercial fishing industry by far contributes the most plastic pollution to our environment. And Surfrider Foundation, Kauai chapter, has a really strong net patrol program unfortunately, they get the majority of the net washing up on their shores over in Kauai. And so they'll go out and they collect it, they store it, they fill an entire container, and then send it off to H Power to be burned. And I think everybody recently heard about the large area of derelict fishing net that was floating off the coast of Molokai, and it was so large that there was literally nothing that could be done about it because it was just such a mass of derelict fishing gear that it accumulated together, and they literally just had to wait for it to wash up so they could start slowly taking it apart. And Sustainable Coastlines has done a really great job at creating awareness, but also going out and cleaning up some of these places as well.
I know when I've just been along the beach here in Laie, it's amazing to see all the plastic that comes from Japan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And that's Hawaii Wildlife Fund does a cleanup over at Ka'ehu every month, I believe, maybe every week, but every month for sure. And that's one of the things they do is they then sort the plastic afterwards. So not only do they gather all the plastic, but then they sort it and they help educate people and figure out where is this plastic coming from and looking at the streams. And it's interesting to see because there's, you know, we'll see part of a oyster fishing, you know, piece of plastic that we continually find. And then over here, we'll find this kind of cone-shaped plastic piece that's used for fishing in a completely different part of the Pacific Ocean. And so yet they both make their way up to our beaches here in Hawaii from the currents.
That was Tim Laura with Hawaiian Paddling Sports talking about an upcoming trip to the South Pacific to bring attention to the marine debris problem. Use less plastic, eat less plastic. You can find out more on the Conversations Facebook page.